AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Democrat Graham Flatner says he plans to withdraw from Maine's U.S. Senate race amid a sexual assault allegation. The state Democratic Party has said it will hold a convention to replace him. Another round of U.S. strikes on Iran as President Trump warns it will get much worse if Iran doesn't stop attacking ships in the Strait of Hormuz. But Sagar Magani reports it's been a day of mixed messages.
At the NATO summit in Turkey, the president said Iran should be ready again after U.S. strikes last night.
I'll give him a little warning. We're going to hit them hard tonight.
Saying Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz effectively ended a ceasefire. Hours later, he said this is not a return to full-scale war.
I don't think it's going to start again. I think it's going to go very quickly.
But at the same time,
we can play games, but I'm not sure I want to make a deal. Let's just finish the job.
The president's repeatedly threatened to ramp up attacks on Iran before pulling back, and his latest remarks add more uncertainty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In New York, residents and hotel guests now being allowed to return to a Midtown Manhattan neighborhood cordoned off because of a high-rise at risk of collapse.
Sally Grant and Margaret Clark were among those waiting to be let back into the Hampton Inn. Clark says,
"We come all the way from Scotland for Bon Jovi and really didn't enjoy the gig."
When they evacuated, they were told to leave their belongings, including their credit cards, passports, and medication.
People's safety, we don't blame them, but they could have given us 5 minutes to grab our belongings.
Grant says they had to sleep on the street.
No one would help us, and we were on the streets all night, not safe at all. We did not feel safe at all.
The area is returning back to a semblance of normal after two mangled support beams and sagging floors on the 21st floor of the former Pfizer building early Tuesday triggered mass evacuations and street closures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Preventing drowning.
4,000 to 5,000 Americans drown each year. Most are adults, but statistically speaking, drowning is a much larger danger to children. Those numbers rose from about 750 in 2019 to more than 860 in 2024, the most recent year for which complete data is available. Tessa Clemens is with the CDC Foundation.
Drowning remains the leading cause of death for children 1 to 4 in the United States, and it's also the second leading cause of injury death for children 5 to 14, but it is preventable.
Research shows lifeguard standards and life jacket regulations can make a difference. Also, requirements that swimming pools be completely surrounded by fences with self-latching gates. And advocates suggest swimming lessons for young kids and caregivers paying close attention when young children are around water. I'm Julie Walker.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.